The consummate Southern gentleman, Sandy was unfailingly polite, always wore a smile, was genuinely interested in others with his soft voice and his gentle demeanor.
That's Florida State University President John Thrasher, whose relationship with D'Alembert goes back more than 40 years. Thrasher says D'Alembert, who also headed the university, led a professional life that is second to none.
He was an academic, he was a statesman, he was a brilliant lawyer, and an international champion of human rights. He served as president of Florida State University, dean of our College of Law, president of the American Bar Association, and a member of the House of Representatives.
But it was D'Alembert's warm personality that touched so many, accounting for the hundreds in attendance at his memorial. His widow, Patsy Palmer, was emotional as she remembered her late husband.
What we must not do is let Sandy's dreams die with him. If we each dared to dream one dream and do something about it, if we kept our eyes on the dream and not on the obstacles, and if we pursued it with wholehearted joy, then the essence of this splendid man might live on and on.
Palmer recounted letters she received from those whose lives D'Alembert touched.
One of Sandy's former students, a young lawyer whom he had represented in all three branches of Florida state government, won his first appellate victory on the day Sandy died. It means a 17-year-old girl will not go to jail. The lawyer wrote to me, "I represented her pro bono, as Professor D'Alembert did for me."
Though D'Alembert lived through significant chronic pain related to a motorcycle accident that happened decades ago, Palmer says he was determined to live life to the fullest.
So Sandy kept skiing. He played racquetball and squash. He stood for hours on graduation stages. He took me walking on every continent. And he proudly stood for his last oral argument barely 3 months ago.
D'Alembert's two children, Gabrielle and Joshua D'Alembert, also remembered their father during the service.
People like to compare him to Atticus Finch, but Atticus Finch should wish that he was half the man that my dad was.
D'Alembert died last month at 85 years old. I'm Ryan Daly.